Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, promoting financial literacy and community empowerment globally. It is 12/5/2011, 19 days till Christmas. This year has flew by, but what a year it has been. The year of action going into the year of harvest. So it's just absolutely wonderful, and what a blessing going into the year of 2012. Because as we all know, it's been a very challenging one for many of us. 3 p.m. ATL and 12 p.m. here in San Diego. The lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Money Mondays, it's money. So ladies, get on over to WorkingDivas.com. Great topic shared from finance, work-life balance, fitness, and so much more. Some articles are out there today. I was trying to get one up. You know, we've been having some server issues with Working Divas, so we're working on that. Also got a new project coming up with Working Divas that we haven't had. We're in the planning process of it, but it's going to take it to the next level. Just, you know, women, you know, just speaking out in areas of their expertise and just sharing with one another and just growing our community as one, and that's what it's all about. But for right now, just get on over to WorkingDivas.com. Get some other articles up pretty soon and just go on over there and check it out. NCES, everyone, you know, credit education, 7:30 p.m. tonight, Eastern time, that is, with my good pal George Cole over at National Credit Educational Services. Every Monday and Wednesday, 7:30, he has credit educational calls. So for those of you that want to learn how to get your credit back on track or how to maintain it, he's definitely the source to go to. More information on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Click the NCES banner right on the front page, and it will give you the information for the call. Well, for most of you, I'm sure that you have heard the buzz that is going around, the buzz on the first annual, and I'm just proud to say this because it's been a lot of work, it's been a long time coming, Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award Ceremony, and definitely we are doing that to celebrate the community, and it is coming to Atlanta, January the 28th, 2012, it's going to be a huge, huge momentous event, red carpet, black tie event, huge name in honor of the Stillwater Youth Orchestra and the Porter Sanford Performance Arts Center. It just brings chills to my body every time I even think of it because it's like, wow, this is really happening because, you know, it's just something that's needed in our city. And one thing that our city is known for is community. You know, with all the other stuff that's on television, people fail to forget what it's really about. And, you know, it's about community. And a lot of our community leaders, winners, I call them, has been forgotten. So, and you know, they're so humble, you know, they're not about the spotlight and, you know, who sees me, I need to praise. They just do it because it's a passion and it's what's in their heart. So I'm just absolutely honored to be the one to be able to honor them and the contributions that they put back into our community. They are the heart of our community, and it's definitely going to be a heartfelt ceremony. We have so much planned. The guest list is definitely A list, and I'm going to be hosting it along with Maria Moore, Atlanta's very own radio personality. Tribble Reese is going to be on the red carpet. You guys know who he is. C&T Sweet Home Alabama star, Dr. Zelda Pittman, Working Diva. We're going to have the red carpet reception from 4 to 6 p.m. 7 to 10 will be the ceremony. And like I said, it's going to be at the Porter Sanford, the Third Performance Art and Community Center. Some of the honorees. Jarvey Hutcherson, if you guys don't know who he is, they all know who he is here in on the West Coast. Jarvey is the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, the Diversity Awards. So, yeah, you know, the guys that, you know, doing the Emmys and Oscars. in from Hollywood himself. Because we are actually honoring him, and he is endorsing this award because he has realized that it is something definitely needed. But he is also himself that does a huge contribution when it comes to the multicultural, to the motion picture arena. We also have the Reverend Ralph B. Abernathy. We'll be honoring him for the Ralph Abernathy Foundation. You all know who he is, civil rights leader for the Abernathy Music Soul Child. As many of you guys know who he is. Ambassador recently for the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. Miss Alexa Scott, working diva, publisher and CEO of Atlanta Daily World. Of course, we got the 100 involved. We all know they make it happen in Atlanta, so we're not going to forget about our very own John Grant and the one you guys may not have known about behind the scenes. That's the president-elect, Henry A. Kelly. So Lamon Rucker, Peter Pasternak, Shirley Murdoch, Tyler Perry, Bishop Dale Bronner. So it's going to be a wonderful night. Just keep tuning in. You can get more information on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. There's a tab on there for you to go to keep up with the media alerts on what's going on, who's the who's, and just get more information. The ticket sales will be up pretty soon. My team is working diligently to get that in order for everyone. So just keep on tuning in. Join Bill Grown and Joyce and keep in the loop. Our sponsor and hotel is, for those of you that's going to need accommodations, is the one and only Sheraton downtown Atlanta. So it's a beautiful hotel. We also have transportation provided, corporate cars. If you guys need transportation to get to the awards or just, you know, want to just have a night out on the town, got that on deck for you guys. So it's definitely a celebration. It's not going to be no cookie cutting, but we're sitting here giving some awards. No, we are about to party, and we are about to represent the people that make a difference in our community. So we appreciate you, our leaders. We definitely appreciate you. And like I said, just join Bill Grown and Joy to stay in the loop of everything that's going on and just keep it moving. Phone's ringing off the hook, everybody. So with that vision, the act of power, the act or power of sensing with your eye, with the eyes, the act or power of anticipating that which is, which or may come to be. So how do you make it be is the question. Well, today I have a very special guest, one of the Bomb, Atlanta's very own the Bomb networking group, Ms. Queenie Cook Richardson. She's here today to share with you all how you can create your roadmap to success, and that's called your vision board. So absolutely an honor to have you here today, Queenie. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Kalikia, for inviting me to come on your show.
we're going to get right to it. First, how is the weather in Atlanta? You know, they said that you guys had some rain.
Is it a lot better now? Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I went walking today in Piedmont Park early this morning, and so I think we're probably somewhere near 60 degrees, so it's absolutely beautiful. Sun is shining.
I am so ready to come home. You have no clue. I'm right here on the West Coast, but I miss my city, so I'm just so ready to get back and, you know, just definitely meet up with you guys and get, you know, things going in our community. So with that, Queenie, you know, you have a very unique, and when I first met you and I saw this, I was like, wow, that's really unique, and, you know, it is. You know, when you have a vision, you have to put it on something to see it. So tell us first who you are, and then let us know what exactly is a vision board.
Okay, thank you. Well, my name is Queenie Cook Richardson, as you said, and I'm the owner of My Vision Enterprises. And I help organizations and businesses and individuals manifest their goals, dreams, and aspirations by way of a vision board. And a vision board is a visual representation of your goals and dreams. It's a way to help a person focus their time, energy, and resources. It takes your written goal and creates a picture, which helps you to just be focused and to help manifest your goals and dreams. I've been teaching individuals how to create vision boards for the past 6 years. And so basically what I do is I conduct workshops and at work at the workshops, individuals identify at least top five goals that they would like to manifest, and we find pictures and words that represent those goals and dreams, and we put them on a beautiful board, and you know, a goal is within 12 to 24 months, you know, you should be able to manifest a good majority of what's on your board.
And it's awesome because, you know, it just puts it in perspective when you can actually just see it. I'm, like, actually looking at your site right now, and I'm looking at some of the boards that you've created with some of your groups. And, I mean, it's real creative because you guys take it and, you know, some magazine clippings, whatever it is that they see, and they pull it together, you put it on the board. So what inspired you to create the vision board?
Well, about 6 years ago, I was at a crossroad in my life where my youngest was on his way to school, and I've been a full-time mother, and I've always had a side business, but I was at this crossroad where I just really didn't know who I was and where I was going and exactly what I wanted to do with my life. So I watched a movie called The Secret, and it talked about a vision board. And I was just like, wow, you know, I would love to be able to create one. So I created my first vision board, and so much of what I put on that board manifested. And then I started sharing it with friends, and things were just manifesting in their lives also. And so I've just been, for the past 6 years, just been sharing that with others. And it's just been very powerful to be able to just look at your board every day. You're looking at pictures and images that represent your life, the life that you want for yourself, the life that you want for your family. It's just very powerful to just be able to see the images versus just writing words down on paper.
And, you know, you're so right about that. I'm a firm believer of that also. You know, you speak it and it happens. You know, your words, your thoughts are very positive, are very not only positive, but they are what you create in your life. So it doesn't surprise me that the many that you do this with, it doesn't come to be in their lives. Now, you do this as a workshop also, so tell us a little bit more about that workshop.
Yes, I do. I started teaching or opening the workshop to the public about 3 years ago, and the workshops are so powerful because it's one thing when you're just by yourself, you know, thinking about your goals and what you want to achieve and accomplish. But it's another thing when you get with a group of individuals and you share your goals, you speak your goals, and then you create this board and you have, you know, several people just looking at your vision. And so at the workshops, they are about 2.5 to 3 hours long, lots of fun because it's bringing up creative side in us because, you know, as adults many times we're not doing anything creative. So not only are you working on your goal, but you're also having a great time. So we gather, we share our goals and aspirations with each other, and then we have magazines, and I have lots of nice things to decorate your board to make it really personable and make it really nice. And people just simply, you know, spend the next 3 hours just working on their goals, cutting out pictures, looking for words that represent what it is they want to accomplish in life.
And one thing that stands out about your workshop that you say is that, you know, it's great for individuals that's in between jobs, and we know how that hit Atlanta so bad. I mean, higher than the nation's average. So I think that this is a great tool to really take a step back for those that are out of work to look at this as inspiration towards, you know, their path of success. So that's, you get hats off for that one. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's definitely great for, you know, like I said, individuals who are at crossroads in their lives who are going to make a career change, or maybe there's a business in which you've always wanted to start and you've just been procrastinating. The boards are great for that. Definitely for individuals who are out of work, and who, you know, at this time, many people are starting their own business. And so most people have this idea in the back of their mind as a business that they've always wanted to start. And so if, you know, if you're unemployed, right now is the perfect time to start your own business. And so Vision Board definitely will help jumpstart that process for you.
Yeah. And it's not just for the adults, it's also for the children also, correct?
Yes, what is really wonderful is that my children, I'm the mother, proud mother of six children, and so I have done vision boards with my children, and my two eldest children have, you know, things that everything has manifested on their board or in the process of manifesting. I've also done vision board workshops at schools, you know, with eighth graders and sixth graders, and it is so beautiful to work with the youth and help them just manifest their goals and dreams. And what's so funny is that we all want the same thing. The children want the same thing we want. And so, but it's wonderful to do a vision board workshop with children. I've done mother and daughter workshops. I've done workshops with couples and then just with different organizations.
Awesome. Well, I think we have a caller. I'm not sure if they're listening in or calling, but let's go ahead and take it. Just a second. Here. Caller 6923, how are you? Are you there, caller? You might just be listening.
Hello. Sorry, I had it on mute.
Oh, no, I just wasn't sure. I know a lot of people get on here and like, ooh, I don't want to get on. But how are you? Thank you for calling in. Did you have a question for Ms. Queenie?
Well, I wanted to tell Ms. Queenie that I really enjoyed her workshop. One thing that she does that makes it different from any other workshop I've been to about goal setting is that she has us really assess what prevented us from achieving the goals before. And that was just an excellent process to go through as I was redefining my goals for this year.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that makes my workshop is different is that I do take individuals through an assessment where they identify the areas in their life that may be blocking them from moving forward to achieving their goals. Because, you know, there are goals that many of us have had for years, and when you look back at it, really and truly, the reason why most people don't manifest their goals is because of what they think, you know, behaviors and actions that are just blocking them from moving forward. So I help. We have at the workshop, you identify those areas that are blocking you, because you can create this beautiful board, but if you don't change the way you think and change some of your behaviors, then you know. You can do 10 vision boards. You know, some things may not manifest until you really change your mindset.
Yep. That's what it's all about. Thank you for calling in, caller. My blessings to you and you going forth also. We're going to take a quick break, Queenie, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome back to Grow and Enjoy. I have Ms. Queenie Richardson, the bomb member out in Atlanta. We're speaking on vision boards, taking action now and bringing your visions alive. Now, Ms. Queenie, not only, and I know we're doing a little shift because you have a lot that's going on. I mean, not only do you take these vision boards and you have your workshops, you do retreats with these also. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Kalithia. I have been hosting women retreats for, I think we've had about five of them. And at the retreat, it's just an opportunity for women to be able to come together for a weekend and work on themselves and, you know, and do their inner work. So at the retreat, we do vision board. We make vision boards and we do yoga. We just commune with each other and just have just a wonderful time. So, yes, I've been doing the women's retreat, and they are a big hit with my friends.
Yeah, you guys, I was looking at the pictures by the water, little yoga, meditation, envisioning. I mean, that is just absolutely, that's awesome, and it's so needed in today's time. So what's the latest that you guys have upcoming, and how can people reach out to you to get involved with what you have going on?
Yes, well, if you can reach me, two ways you can reach me. You can email me at doyourinnerwork@gmail.com. And then I also have a blog where you can go. You can look at some pictures and register for any upcoming retreats or vision board workshops. And you can go to doyourinnerwork.blog. blogspot.com. That's blogspot.com. And then I also have two vision board workshops that are scheduled. One, December 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. and January 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. So it'd be,
awesome.
You know, a great way to just start your new year with your, you know, vision board.
Right. Instead of just saying, this is my resolution, well, put it on the board and let's post it up in the house and let's get it manifested. I love it. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listening audience that we may have not went over? I know you have another workshop, but I'm hoping that you bring it up. I didn't know if you wanted to bring it up, but I was checking it out too, which was pretty cool. If you wanted to mention that, what you have going on in your circle.
Well, we also have a workshop coming up on actually this Saturday. It's a workshop where I'll be teaching parents and how to obtain athletic scholarship for their children, and that's December 10th coming up this Saturday. I have two children who are on athletic scholarship in college, and so I help parents maneuver through that recruiting process. And, again, you can email me for more information at doyourinnerwork@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, it was absolutely a pleasure having you on the air today. You know, my continued blessings, and I'm looking forward to you coming on board and sharing this as a working diva yourself. So absolutely my blessings, and just thank you for the time you took to share this with everyone. I'm sure it's going to inspire many.
Yes, thank you so much, Kalikia, for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Thank you. And there you guys have it, Ms. Queenie Richardson, Cook Richardson, with Vision Board. Absolutely, I couldn't agree with her more. You have to make it visual. You know, you can have in your head, you can be thinking about it, but when you're physically seeing it, speaking it, thinking it, it comes to life. So you got to take action now. Now is the time. I know many of you guys are out there. You know, I'm out there with you guys, so I know what you guys are going through. You know, like, which direction do we go in life? What do I need to do with my life? You know, things didn't go as planned. What direction can I go to empower myself? Well, this is definitely an opportunity for you to get started. So definitely, ladies. And, guys, if you'd like to, too, I'm sure she won't turn you away. Go ahead and reach out to Queenie Richardson. All of her information is on buildgrowandenjoy.com. You can contact her directly through there. Also have her in our group, our guest group, where you can reach out to her and let her know that you'd like to, you know, meet with her or join up or go to one of her workshops or a retreat, ladies. You know, nothing more than getting away and then absolutely, you know, stimulating your mind. That's what it's all about. So that concludes our show for today, everyone. Act now, like I say. That's going to be here tomorrow. I know why, right? We don't do Tuesday shows too often, but we always are on the air. The first Tuesday of every month, that's because it is the preparation room time with Miss Pamela Reese Warlaw, and tomorrow is going to be an awesome show. We're going to have testimonies of endurance. We're going to have testimonies of triumph from tragedy, and I'm going to have a testimony for you all tomorrow, too, and hoping that it inspires those that just really don't think that, you know, in the midst of all the darkness that, you know, there is no light. Do believe there's always light at the end of the tunnel or within that tunnel, but sometimes you have to be the light to shine. So that wraps it up for today, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. Reach out to Queenie for your vision boards. It has been a pleasure sharing this with you guys today. I continually send my blessings to each one of you guys, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.